It's been 6 months since Amtrak train 188 crashed at Philadelphia's Frankfort Junction, killing 8. What's changed in that neighborhood that's adjacent to the tracks? WHYY's Tom McDonald went back to take a look.
Pete's Clown House was the epicenter of media activity after the train crash, when literally hundreds of journalists camped outside 24 hours a day for about a week. Ron Bourdone owns the breakfast and lunch restaurant and is surprised to hear it's been 6 months. He says in short order, the neighborhood was back to routines.
I couldn't believe it when he walked through the door and told me that. Nothing at all. Same neighborhood. Been the same neighborhood since I've been a child here. Business as usual around here.
Joe Brown comes to the Clown House every weekday for breakfast. He says in the aftermath, it was a fight to get in. Now he can easily claim his spot at the counter. He says the neighborhood also is back to normal, with the exception of tighter security around Frankfort Junction, where the crash happened.
They actually cleaned it up back there. They fenced everything in. It's all new gravel. You can't walk back there anymore. It's secure. It looks much nicer back there.
Also sitting at the counter was George Orth, who agrees not much has changed.
Well, they did a good job cleaning up. They did a excellent job. It really looks a lot better.
Owner Ron Bourdone was happy when the media decamped and his regulars could get in easily. He says he feels the crash shouldn't have happened.
Just horrible. Just a horrible situation. I think it could have been avoided, but it's not my say.
The fence around the tracks is stronger. The gate's locked with a sturdy chain. Behind it, you can see all the tracks and overhead wires that had to be replaced. But unless you ask about it, people near Frankfort Junction barely mention the Amtrak derailment. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.